Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
That's Chicago bringing us back. Yeah, good music. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business. We update it every single day, and we continue to maintain the site and improve it and make it better for you. Easy to navigate, find all kinds of things there. Thousands, literally thousands of pieces of information, whether it be written or audio or video, something there for you, whether you're excited about something or frightened about something, whatever's going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership of a small business, we got something that will help you. So check it out, including the suite that we've been producing for and making available to you for our good friend Elise Bennett. Massive suite of information that she's deposited with us in the 14 years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. At least, thank you for that. Thank you for 14 great years.
It's fun.
Marketing-mentor.com, right?
Yep.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
There's a link to the Marketing Mentor Toolbox. There's a really robust resource page where all my articles, actually not all, but many of my articles are listed, and examples of client newsletters, and a podcast series that you can subscribe to,
right,
and my quick tips that you can subscribe to, and much more.
Check all that. If they tell you they heard you on my show, will you love them up and give them a little something extra?
Definitely.
All right, I appreciate that. So we're talking about getting your mind. Getting your strategy, your plan for reaching customers, maybe shaking things up a little bit, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, yeah, and also using a slow time to your benefit. And, you know, we were talking before about how you can add a little urgency and get people to take action. But
right,
the other aspect of August is use the downtime to improve your own materials, your own process,
right,
to, you know, add that next social media tool that you've been putting off.
Well, look at all the times when you're delivering this stuff like crazy and you don't quite like it. You're saying, man, I need to update this. I don't have time now because everybody wants it. Well,
exactly.
If you're at a time when everybody doesn't want it, now's the time to improve it.
Right. And one of the main things, actually, that I'm helping people improve, in fact, I have a new online course called How to Create a Proposal. And, you know, it's basically an opportunity to look at what should be in a proposal and improve yours and get feedback on it. And
thank you for doing that. You know how big a deal I think proposals are.
I know.
Oh, listen, let me tell you something, folks. Show me 100 people who say that proposals don't work for them or in their industry or whatever their lame excuse is, and I'll show 99 of them how they're wrong.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people just don't.
And the only reason I didn't get the other one is because they ran away.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't want to do them, and then when they do them, they, you know, it takes so long, and they don't know enough about the customer, and so it ends up being all about them. And I just think there's so many different ways one could improve their proposal if they put the time into it.
I've been doing proposals since before most of my audience was born. And Elise, I'm still working on getting better at it. But
right?
I'm telling you, I am a world-class proposal preparer and deliverer, and I still keep trying to get better. And folks, I believe in them. Please, please, you'll never, ever regret taking the time to do a proposal, doing it right, and delivering it yourself.
And I think the important thing there also is that most people have never seen anyone else's proposal but theirs, so they don't really even know.
Or they don't even know what anyone looks like, basically, or whatever. That's one thing I have to say, to be fair. I was trained by the best in the world,
mm-hmm,
Xerox Corporation,
mm,
in the 70s. Xerox, I mean, I was given proposals before that, But I didn't know what a proposal was. Xerox did a wonderful job of training folks. And I'll tell you something else. If you want to learn what a world-class proposal is, take your wares to New York City. That's world-class up there. If they buy your stuff up there, you've arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah, that's big
and
time up there.
I think, you know, you're saying preparing and delivering, and the delivering part is, I think, where a lot of people fall short also, because
right.
they just email it off mm-hmm. as a PDF and hope they like it.
Right.
And it really does
that
need
should
to be.
That should be plan B, maybe even C.
Mm-hmm.
Plan A should be, your proposal. I've got your proposal ready. When can I come by?
Exactly. Or, you know, use GoToMeeting or some virtual
right.
Screen sharing.
But be with them if humanly possible, maybe even inhumanly possible, be with them when they see your information.
Exactly.
Either literally or virtually, right?
Otherwise, for some reason, people seem to imagine that it's set in stone because it's in the proposal and that it's not negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
It's so if you're there...
Folks, it's not the Ten Commandments. It's a proposal. Right?
It's a draft.
It's not on stone. It's ones and zeros in a computer or on a piece of paper, right?
That's right.
Hey, Elise, I got to wrap it up. Give us that website again.
It's marketing-mentor.com.
We don't want to give them too much because otherwise you couldn't help them. Right?
No, I can always help them.
Help them. Let her help you, folks. or I will, and we'll do something together. Whatever it takes. Do more proposals. Thanks, Elise, for 14 great years. Going to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Now can you tell me?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.